The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They, too, were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to ordinary time. Christmas season is over, which means that the ordinary is back, and that means you're hearing from the Old Testament once again. So what I wanted to do here this morning was explain a little bit about our first reading from the book of Samuel, because you're going to be hearing from Samuel every day, almost every day, for the next 4 weeks. Okay, so a little bit about the books of Samuel. The book of Samuel tells the story of a great transition time in the history of Israel, in which the people transitioned from the time of the judges to the kingship, the monarchy, especially the kingship that would be established under David. And Samuel is considered to be a prophet who's the last one of the judges, and Samuel was the kingmaker. You might remember the story in which God calls Samuel to go to Bethlehem of Judea to the household of Jesse. And there he would find the next one, the anointed one, the next king of Israel. So Samuel goes to the house of Jesse and he says, "God has sent me to anoint the next king of Israel." And Jesse lines up his 7 sons. Samuel looks each one by one and says, "No, the Lord has not chosen this one. No, the Lord has not chosen that one either. No, the Lord has not chosen this one." And he goes through 7 sons and he says to Jesse, "Don't you have any more kids than this?" And Jesse says, "Well, you know, there's David, the littlest one, but he's out in the fields. He's not important. It couldn't possibly be him." And Jesse said, and Samuel says, "Bring him on in." So in comes David. And Samuel says, "This is the anointed of the Lord." And he chooses the least to one of the greatest callings of anyone in all of God's history. And it's actually, if I could give you a message from the books of Samuel, it would be that. It's that God exalts the lowly, and especially those who have trusted in the Lord through a time of trial. God rewards their faith with a blessing beyond anything they ever could have asked for. And that actually helps introduce what we heard in our first reading, okay? Because in the first reading, we're introduced to a woman named Hannah. And Hannah has a terrible, terrible hardship in her life. She can't have a child. In the days of the Old Testament, in the days of Jesus, that was the greatest hardship any woman could ever have to suffer, being barren, being unable to have a child, not only just because of the natural desire to have a child of your own, but for 2 reasons especially. First of all, there was terrible societal ostracization. If you couldn't have a child, everybody thought you must have committed a terrible, terrible sin. And if you didn't commit a sin, then certainly one of your ancestors committed a terrible sin, and God is punishing you for what you did. Terrible humiliation. And secondly, the hardship was economic. Because, you know, if a woman didn't have children, she had nobody who was going to take care of her in her old age. So Hannah trusts completely in the Lord, goes to the temple, and she prays with all of her heart, "Lord, please grant me this blessing. It's all I ask for in all the world." And God hears her, and almost miraculously, she conceives a son. And because of her great faith, because of her great abandonment, her prayers are answered beyond anything she ever could have hoped for. Hannah becomes the mother of Samuel. And there's a great parallel, just as an aside, between Hannah and the Blessed Mother. The name Hannah itself means grace or gracious one. So if you know a woman named Hannah or Anne, that's what the name means. It means a gracious one. And of course, the angel said to the Blessed Mother, "Hail you who are full of grace." And Hannah conceives a child and she says, "I'm the maidservant of the Lord." And the Blessed Mother conceives a child and she says, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord." And Hannah conceives a child and she says, "My heart rejoices in God." And the Blessed Mother conceives a child and she says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." And the child of Hannah ends up becoming Samuel, who establishes the kingship of David. And of course, the child of the Blessed Mother ends up becoming the promised one, the one for whom the kingship was established in the first place. But the idea that you want to remember as you hear the book of the prophet Samuel read, God rewards those who trust in him, especially those who have first passed through a time of trial. And it's beyond anything they could ever have hoped for or asked for, which is something we need to remember, okay? Because, you know, like we heard here in the gospel, Jesus calls people to follow him. "Come follow me," he said to Peter, to Andrew, to James, to John. "Come follow me." But when he calls you to follow him, he doesn't tell you where he's going, does he? And he always leads you through a time of trial, every single time. We have to hold fast through that time of trial. Can I tell you about our saint for the day? Very similar story. Saint Hilary of Poitiers. Saint Hilary of Poitiers was a bishop in France, as you might have guessed from the word Poitiers, right? He's a bishop in France in the 300s AD, and at this time in history, it's terribly fashionable not to believe in the divinity of Christ. There's a fashionable heresy that's called the Arian heresy, and they denied the divinity of Christ, and everybody who adopted the fashionable heresy was promoted, exalted, honored, respected, and those who held that old-fashioned idea that Jesus was divine, well, they were harassed and insulted, and in the case of Hilary, exiled. Hilary was exiled from France to Turkey, where he continued to trust in the Lord and he continued to proclaim the divinity of Christ until the church declared that Jesus Christ is, in fact, true God and true man. And when Hilary came back to France, after having been faithful for so long, the people loved him and trusted in him because he passed through a time of trial. So there's your little message for the day. Our job is to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, to do the Lord's will, and to trust in him through any trial that he might send, knowing that no one who trusts in the Lord has ever trusted in vain. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Hilary, pray for us.